work miracles of healing. Here the prophet says, on that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. So deafness and blindness are specifically mentioned in this passage, and other diseases that would be healed are mentioned in other passages of Isaiah. And here we have our Lord fulfilling these prophecies in today's gospel. These two blind men, this is just after our Lord had cured the daughter of Jairus. All right, so these blind men, they've already heard about the healings that are taking place. They're probably aware of some other prophecies regarding Christ that have been fulfilled, especially Genesis 49:10, where it talks about the scepter not passing from Judah until he that will come, or the expectation of the nations, comes. And everybody knew that Herod was an Edomite, and now the scepter had passed to him. So these are messianic times. There's kind of this expectation. So all of this helps to produce faith in the souls of these blind men, right? The light of faith, they have it. They cry out to Jesus, Son of David, have pity on us. Son of David is a messianic title. So you see how before they received their physical sight, they already have been given by God interior sight. They see interiorly with the eyes of faith the truth about who Jesus is. And in fact, this is confirmed by our Lord when he says, let it be done for you according to your faith. And then they're healed, which means they had supernatural faith. The responsorial psalm even makes mention with regard to this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light. Not the sun is my light, but the Lord is my light. This is referring to an interior light. St. Cornelius a Lapide presents a wonderful example in the time of St. Jerome, when the leading teacher of the Alexandrian school in Egypt, this was the leading teacher of sacred scripture, at that time was a man named Didymus, who was blind. Okay, he couldn't read. He was a blind man. Notwithstanding his blindness, he was the teacher, the head man in charge of teaching sacred scripture. And St. Jerome praises him. He said, St. Jerome, throughout his life and in the many things he read and the learned men he consulted, couldn't find answers to his questions about scripture. So what did he do? Traveled to Egypt to speak with Didymus. And there's a certain appropriateness to all of this, because our senses can be an obstacle to receiving that interior light. And we talk about blindness of soul, right? Blindness of soul can take place by overwhelming our senses with too many things. The scripture talks about going to your room, closing the door, and praying in private to our Father who is in heaven. Part of that closing the door can refer to closing our senses, closing our eyes, closing our ears, that is, in sitting in quiet, closing the door, those doors of our senses, so that we can speak to our Heavenly Father in private. Now today, people tend to overwhelm their senses with, of course, all of the means that we have, the internet, and we can access it everywhere through our phones, and the music is just everywhere. We are bombarding our senses. And this can, in turn, develop into interior blindness. How about that, right? It's the opposite with Didymus of Egypt, who was so interiorly enlightened and could see interiorly. Saint Antoninus came to console Didymus, who was upset and depressed because of his physical blindness. And he said, you have the sight of the angels. The angels don't have physical eyes, but you have that interior sight of the angels. So we need to keep things in perspective and remember which sight is more important, that we see interiorly, that we are enlightened by faith. And to cultivate this, it can be very useful to mortify, okay, our exterior senses. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.